Welcome into episode 21 of Country Fresh with me, Big Daddy Dave. Glad to have you along as I've got another guest lined up that we're going to talk to her, learn a little bit more about her, and I'm going to share her music, and she is a great gal. I think you'll like her a lot. So we'll start it off with one of her recent songs. It's called Good Thing Gone, and it's here on Country Fresh. My guest on this episode of Country Fresh, Morgan, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is my pleasure. It's always fun to chat with some of these, you know, artists like yourself that are, you know, kind of under the radar, you're up and coming, and just to get the word out a little bit more, because when people hear your music, I know they're going to love it.
Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate you so much for all your help and getting my music out there. Able to hear.
Yeah, I love doing that. And tell us, before we get into things, tell us a little bit about that song, Good Thing Gone.
Good Thing Gone was the last single that I released. And normally I write my own music, but this song was pitched to me by my producer. And a little unknown fact about it is Carly Pearce actually wrote Good Thing Gone. Her, Alison Krusveldt, and Joel Shoemake. So I immediately connected with that song, and I loved it and knew that that was something that I wanted to record. And we got it recorded, and I think it turned out fantastic. I'm very honored to get to record one of Miss Carly Pearce's songs.
Yeah, that is a fun song. I didn't know that. And yeah, she's really writing some killer stuff, isn't she, Morgan?
She is, absolutely. She is one of my favorite female writers, her style. kind of reflects on mine. So I immediately connected with that and very, very grateful to get it recorded.
Yeah, that is fantastic. So now we're going to go back to where it all started for you, Morgan. Where were you born and raised?
I was born in West Virginia in a little town called Naugatuck. And you probably will have a very hard time finding that on a map. We have a stop sign. We don't even have a stoplight. If you blink, you'll miss my town when you go through it if you blink. And born and raised in Mingo County, West Virginia, in Naugatuck, and been here my whole life. And just kind of a little country girl from the South, and kind of get asked a lot about my accent, and it's a very thick Southern accent, but being from West Virginia, it's hard to get away from that accent.
Absolutely. I'll have to add, my cousin Paul lives in West Virginia, and I'll have to ask him if he knows where the town is, and you know, test him on that.
Oh yeah.
So when, of course, you know, not having a whole lot around you, I'm sure music was a big part of your life really early on.
Music was, my grandmother and her brother, they were gospel singers, and they had a pretty known group back in the early 90s, and I got to travel a lot with them, going to different churches and revivals and things like that, mm-hmm. And so music was kind of always around. My family's very musical. I've been around it, you know, since I was born, and started singing at the age of 2. I get asked a lot about my bio because it says in my bio that my mom stood me up in a chair and I took my bottle out and put a microphone in my mouth, and that was a true story. I did that all the time. My grandmother would sing and I would want to do that, so she would, you know, just stand me up in a chair and I'd throw my bottle on the ground and grab her microphone and just start singing. I guess maybe words come out a little bit. I was just learning to talk, but that story is 100% true, and that's kind of how it all started.
I love that. That is great. So music really is in your DNA, it sounds like, Morgan.
Absolutely. Very musical family. My mother plays piano. My brother, he got blessed with the instrument gene, I call. He can pick up anything and play it. Me, not so much. I'm just a singer. I can tinker around on the piano here and there, but he got blessed with being able to play all those instruments.
And, you know, and that happened. You know, I was the same way. I tinker around on the piano. My mom made me take some lessons. I wanted to play guitar. Never got to it, but, you know, it is what it is, and we use our gifts that we were blessed with, and you were blessed with a beautiful voice.
Well, thank you so much.
So, you know, when it came to, you know, starting to sing, and of course you always start singing someone else's songs, but you're a songwriter. When did you start getting into songwriting, and who are some of your influences as a singer and as a songwriter?
Well, singing, I did. You're absolutely correct. I covered a lot of songs when I first started out. The first time I started songwriting was actually when I signed my first record deal with Motown Records. And they decided that they wanted to put me on their writing staff to see what I could do. And I was writing songs for me and other artists. And it was the first time that I had ever written a song. I was always good at writing poems, and, you know, in high school, and I would win young writers contests. So I always had, you know, a vivid imagination and was able to put words on paper very good, but I had never written a song. So I started exploring that, and it kind of grew into, you know, a little bit more, and I started writing songs for other artists on the label and started writing songs for myself. And from there, you know, we just started branching out with different co-writes, and that's kind of how my second EP come along, the self-titled EP, Morgan White. I wrote all of the songs on that, co-penned all of them. And, you know, from there, I guess they say the rest is history. We just keep on writing and keep on pushing.
Yeah, absolutely. So how did, you know, doing the writing and poetry that you did translate into songwriting? Was it an easy transition? Was it a little daunting when you first tried songwriting? How was that for you?
It was an easy transition for writing for women because I am a woman. So, mm-hmm. You know, I kind of know how they feel and when you have relationships, breakups, or loves, or heartache, you know, that was easy for me to translate that for me on paper. And I would take, you know, different stories of my life and write about that. For guys, it was a little bit more trickier. You know, I was in co-writes with other artists, other men artists, and I would have to ask them, hey, you know, when this happened to you, how'd it kind of make you feel? So that I would, you know, try to figure out in my mind, well, how would I put that on paper from a man's term?
Yeah, I'm sure that, I mean, that would be even the other way around. It's hard to write for, you know, the other gender, or even sometimes I would think writing for, some, you know, a song for somebody else, because you really look at things from your perspective, but maybe that works too.
Right. You, as a songwriter, you really have to open your mind and try to put yourself in other people's shoes, because that's a great song. A great song to me is a song that everyone can relate to. If, you know, a mother, a wife, a husband, a brother, a sister can, you know, hear my song on the radio and relate to what I'm saying, to me, that's a great song. And that's what I try to strive to do with songwriting.
And here's a question for you. Do you find it easier to write a song where it's, you know, something you've gone through from your perspective, or from like maybe a phrase or a sentence that somebody said?
I would say it's probably easier something that I've went through, but I've also, one of my songs that I wrote, Fast As I Can, we had just got the wonderful opportunity to do Mr. Keith Urban's pre-party here at my hometown in Charleston, West Virginia, at the Civic Center, and I got to play and open for that. And we were getting ready to load out all the band stuff, and one of my friends was sitting beside me, and his friend said, you know, I'll be right back. And he said, okay, I'm just waiting as fast as I can. And I thought, wow, that would be a great title to a song.
Right.
So, you know, I kind of jotted that down real quick in my phone and was like, Fast As I Can, that might be a hook for a song. And, you know, couple months later, here come Fast As I Can.
Gotta love it when, you know, ideas like that just strike you, right?
Exactly.
So when you were younger and you started getting into singing and things, how was it that you got to the point where you thought, you know, I want to do this, I want to make this my career? And how was the family? Were they supportive? I'd imagine they would.
Absolutely. Funny thing is, like in high school and, you know, middle school, I never did talent shows. I always, I sang in church, and my close friends knew that I could sing. But, you know, you always, in high school, you feel weird. You don't know how other people will take it. You don't want to be, you know, not accepted. But when I graduated high school, I got married, and I just kind of got it in my mind. I was like, you know what? This makes me happy. This is what I love to do. And, you know, as long as me and God's happy, that's all that matters. So I'm going to do what I want to do. So I got that in my mind, and I went and I recorded a couple songs, and it was like the whole community was kind of like, wow, she sings, you know? So it's kind of like a shock to people who knew me, you know, for years that I sung. So as big as it's gotten a little bit bigger each year, I've gotten more and more wonderful opportunities to open up for artists that I truly admire and look up to. And, you know, they hear my songs on the radio and stuff. So the community is definitely behind me 100%. And my family, my husband, my parents, they're, you know, 100% behind me and support me in this.
That is great. That makes things so much easier because, yeah, it is really, you know, scary and vulnerable putting yourself out there and just hoping people enjoy it and go, wow, you know, I kind of like that.
Yeah, it is. It's very scary, especially when you release new music, because you're hoping and praying that people like it, especially if it's a song that you've written, because a lot of songs that I've wrote are stories from my life and some stories that people's never heard or knew that happened to me. So you're always, you know, kind of on the edge of your seat, like, oh, I hope they like that, you know, and they learn a little bit from you and you learn from your fan and your audience as well.
Yeah, that's the great thing about country music. And I know you've gone to Nashville, you've done some recording. Have you relocated there, or do you still call home in West Virginia?
I still call West Virginia home. I am right on the border of Kentucky. So okay. Nashville's about a 5-hour drive for me. So I travel there very frequently for co-writes and for recording and things like that. My current label, Nashtown Entertainment, they are out of Nashville. So everything that I do comes out of Music City, but I still get, you know, my Southern comfort, and I still live here in West Virginia.
That is awesome. I do love that. Yeah, being that close, why not take advantage of that? Still be able to stay home and, you know, do your thing. And now, what are some of your favorite shows that you've done to be able to, you know, open for some of these other artists?
Well, I got the opportunity about a couple years ago to open up for Miss Dina Carter. And I opened up for her at the Adelphia. And it was a great experience because little did I know, Dina and her whole band were up on the balcony and watched my entire show. And I got to meet her after I came off stage. She was coming backstage to go on, and we passed in the hallway, and I got to meet her, and she was so nice. She was just how you would imagine her, and she was so nice and so kind to me, and I'll definitely never forget that. And she thanked me, you know, for opening for her on stage, and it was definitely, you know, a highlight of my career.
Yeah, I that is fantastic, because a lot of times when you do open for some of these artists, you know, they've got their thing going on and you've got your thing going on, and you don't always get to cross paths. So that is a wonderful opportunity you had there.
Yeah, that's one of the questions, you know, I get asked a lot was, well, do you get to meet, you know, these people that you open for? And sometimes you do, but sometimes it's just so busy and hectic that you don't get that opportunity. But that time I did get that opportunity, and I really cherished it.
Yeah, I can totally understand that. That is wonderful. Now, you are all over social media that people can, you know, learn about you. They can find your music. Where would you direct them to, you know, say this is the best place to find everything out about me?
Well, where you would find everything would probably be my website, and that is www.morganwhitesmusic.com. And from there, you can find all of my social media handles. I am on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and TikTok and on YouTube. And special thing today, the music video, the official music video for my brand new single, Take Me, is premiering tonight on YouTube at 8 p.m. So they can hop over there and catch the world premiere tonight of my brand new music video.
Well, isn't that exciting? And that's what I was going to ask you. What is in the works for you right now? I mean, now that things have started to ramp up in some places, being able to get out and play live shows and things, what have you got on the horizon, Morgan?
Well, this week has been a very busy week. We just released a new single, so we've been doing a lot of radio interviews and getting to talk with you and all the wonderful DJs out there that help me do what I love to do, because without you guys, nobody would hear me. So I appreciate all the radio DJs out there working hard and playing my music and spinning it and adding it to these stations so that people can hear it all over the world. So we've been doing a ton of press and a ton of interviews. This week, I actually leave for the Josie Music Awards, and I have them this weekend. I'm nominated for 4 awards this year, one of which is Entertainer of the Year. I got the great honor of winning that in 2019. So we're excited about that and just touring with my band. We've been touring and doing more shows, and we're hoping and praying that things get, you know, open back up and we get to see more people, because that is one thing that I have truly missed, is getting to see people and meet people. That's one of the favorite, you know, perks of my job, is traveling and meeting people. So I'm really looking forward and hoping and praying that things change and we get to do that again.
Yeah, most definitely. How did you cope during COVID and not being able to, you know, get out there and play, not do the song writes in person? What did you do to get through that?
Well, I was a little busy during COVID. I had a baby.
That will do it.
I was a little busy. I had a baby, but it was kind of good, you know, because everything slowed down and I really got to enjoy time with her and stuff. But apart from that, musically, I just kind of buckled down and, you know, I'm very big at writing goals and trying to set goals for myself. Some may think that some of them are unrealistic, but I always think, you know, that no goal is unrealistic. I think that everybody can reach goals that they set for themselves. So I took a lot of time to sit down and write goals for this year and next year, and what I would like to accomplish with my music and my single. And, you know, hopefully we get to meet some of those goals and cross them off the bucket list.
That sounds like a very good plan. And tell us about the current project that has your most recent song that I'm going to wrap things up with in just a little while. Take Me is the current single. Tell us a little bit about that.
Take Me was written by Miss Kelly Bannon and Scooter Caruso. It was actually pitched to me with Good Thing Gone. And I ended up going with Good Thing Gone at that time. But Take Me, I could not get that song out of my head. And I literally sang it. It would keep me up at night singing it in my head, you know, for a year and a half. And finally, I called Sal back when it was time to release a new music. And I was like, I'm hoping that Take Me is still available. And he said, it is. So we got to work on that immediately. And it is definitely, you know, a fun song. It's kind of like a fun all-American country song. And I really appreciate Miss Kelly Bannon and Scooter for allowing me to record it. Kelly, she's amazing herself. She's got her own podcast. She's a boss lady, I like to call her. She's amazing. And Scooter, he's worked with, you know, amazing people in the industry. So I have been very blessed to not only record songs that I've wrote, but get the opportunity to record songs that these bigger artists that I look up to have written and have them in my repertoire. So I'm very excited about it. And yeah, tonight the music video for it debuts on YouTube, and it is all over radio. It's all over social media. So, you know, anyone that's hearing this, you can call your radio station and request it, and, you know, we'll get it out there, and hopefully, you know, a lot of people will hear it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that video premiere tonight. That should be good. The song is fantastic. I'm glad it was still available for you to record, because it just suits you and your voice to a T.
Well, thank you so much.
I appreciate your time. Enjoy that little one and getting back on the road, and good luck at the Josies this weekend, Morgan.
Thank you so much. Hopefully we'll bring us some awards home, some more awards. We're hoping and praying, but I just want to thank you, Dave, again for having me, and I appreciate everything you do for us artists, and thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me.
It is my pleasure, and before we go, we'll leave everyone with that great new one, and I encourage them to check out the video too. Take Me by Morgan White, my guest here on Country Fresh. Again, Morgan, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Dave.
I can't help getting dressed up when I know I'm gonna see you out. Thinking what words I'll say when you come walking up. Pretending like we don't both know there's a building fire. Boy, don't make me liar, just take me. Yeah.
Morgan White and Take Me. That's her latest song here on Country Fresh. She was a lot of fun to talk to. If you want to find out more about her music, her, where she's going to be playing, remember, you can visit her website, morganwhitesmusic.com, and see what she's got going on. I appreciate her time. She was just a lot of fun to talk to. And I'll have a brand new episode of Country Fresh ready for you next Friday. And that happens each and every Friday. A brand new episode awaits with another great artist. Country Fresh with me, Big Daddy Dave, is a DRG Media production.